live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the first batch of COVID-19 vaccines has arrived in Northern Ireland. Meanwhile, the government is calling on businesses and the public here to work together over the coming weeks to make the reopening of the economy sustainable. A meeting between members of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District and officials from the relevant department has been told that councillors and the community were disappointed there was no prior engagement before a contract for a direct provision centre in Letterkenny was signed. And power outage are affecting a number of parts of Donegal this evening. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Fersher. But first in news, a substantial amount of drugs have been seized in Letterkenny. Searches were carried out in the town this morning by the District Drugs Unit with assistance from other specialist units, including the Dog Unit. As a result, a substantial amount of Class A and Class B drugs and cash were seized. One person has been arrested and Gardaí say investigations are ongoing. The first batch of COVID-19 vaccines has arrived in Northern Ireland. Health Minister Robin Swan says the arrival of 25,000 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech jab is hugely welcome. He says vaccinations will begin early next week, but the process will take a year to complete. Meanwhile, 449 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in the north in the past 24 hours and six patients have died. The government is calling on businesses and the public here to work together over the coming weeks to make the reopening of the economy sustainable. Retailers, restaurants and gastropubs are expected to be very busy for the first weekend after Level 5 restrictions were lifted. The government has acknowledged the incredibly hard work businesses have put in over recent weeks to ensure their premises are safe. Elizabeth Canavan, Assistant Secretary General at the Department of the Taoiseach, says a vital weekend lies ahead.
We have an opportunity to showcase how well we can do this, but it means everyone has to step up. At an individual level, think about what you can do. If you're a business, you know what to do. And if you're having difficulty controlling the situation, do the brave thing. Look for help. Close your business if congregation is getting too much. And work with other local businesses. Let's all work together to make this reopening sustainable.
Well, the government says placing restrictions on households mixing at restaurants would be too complicated to police. Six people are now allowed to dine indoors at a restaurant together, with no restriction on the number of households mixing. But visits to households remain banned and meeting outdoors is limited to six people from two households, with strict social distancing recommended. Green Party leader Minister Eamon Ryan has rejected suggestions. The messaging is mixed.
It was just one of the changes we made to make it easier for restaurant people. But it is on the basis, as I said, that, you know, people are careful, that we keep our distance. The rules also vary depending on, you know, how close the tables are together. If the tables are close together, then there's a kind of time limit in terms of how you can stay.
Meanwhile, people in Donegal are being urged to keep up their guard, play their part and work with families and communities to stop the spread of COVID-19. The appeal is contained in the second statement issued by the North West Major Emergency Management Interagency Group, which includes the HSE, Gardaí and Donegal County Council. Senior HSE official Patrick Murray says the message is a simple but vitally important one.
The interagency group are today appealing to all of the citizens in Donegal to keep their guard up, really, and to continue to protect lives in Donegal in the lead up to Christmas. We're very conscious that whilst restrictions have reduced in recent days, the underlying incidence of COVID remains very high in Donegal, so we all need to remain vigilant, to prioritise who we plan to meet in the coming weeks and to continue to practice the protective measures that we've all become familiar with, such as wearing masks, physical distancing, or sneeze and cough etiquette and hand hygiene.
Four of Donegal's electoral areas have incidence rates of COVID that are more than three times the national average, and the county as a whole is more than twice the national average, the highest incidence rate in the country. That's got to be a matter of concern.
It is, of course, and I suppose that's partly what's driven the press release and the statement we're jointly issuing between the HSE, the Gardaí and the council today. Our key message here is that whilst we cannot control the behaviour of other people, What we do individually, you know, we have the personal power to keep ourselves safe, to keep our friends and family safe, and our community safe as we all prepare for a happy and hopefully a healthy Christmas. So we're asking people to be vigilant, to practice the measures we've all become familiar with, and to look out for each other. And just to say in that regard, I know the council actually have a COVID-19 community helpline, which is available at 1-800-928-982 for anyone who feels that they need assistance at this time, because we recognise that it's challenging and a difficult time for everyone.
A meeting between members of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District and officials from the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth heard that councillors and the local community were disappointed that there was no prior opportunity to engage with the department before a contract for a direct provision centre in Letterkenny was signed. 60 families will start to arrive to accommodation on the Port Road from early next year on a phased basis. Assurances were sought at the meeting yesterday that the housing facilities would be fit for purpose and that all supports and services necessary to meet the needs of the families would be provided. Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, Councillor Donal Coyle, says while a thorough discussion was had, much more work needs to be done.
One of the big issues that we had was the lack of consultation prior to the signing of the contract for the building on the Port Road. All of the councillors expressed concerns about numbers, and as was previously stated, there are 60 families coming, adults and youth, coming to the centre on a phased basis starting at the end of January. Now, there were quite a number of concerns raised by members in relation to the actual building itself, especially from safety and security point of view, in relation to fire certificate, fire escape. We were informed yesterday that one of the blocks in the complex will be used as a reception area, and that will also include a food hall area and an area for youth activities, a common room, a reading room, and a play area developed for the children.
And was a commitment made that now on an ongoing basis members of the council would be updated on this?
The members have requested that there would be continual contact between the members and the officials of the council, both the department. There were issues raised in relation to education, health. When you look at it, there are quite a number of departments involved, like you have the Department of Health, the Department of Social Welfare, the Department of Education, TUSLA and other bodies. Now, there's a lot of work still to be done because the families have not been as yet selected, so we don't know as yet how many children, say, and how many young people are going to be there, and there's a lot of work to be done by the department and the various departments to liaise with all the different services that are going to be needed.
Brexit negotiations are going to continue over the weekend. The EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, is staying in London for talks, which will apparently resume tonight. It's now just 4 weeks until the UK's transition period is due to end. Downing Street says talks are at a very difficult point. Taoiseach Micheál Martin is still hopeful, however, a deal will be reached.
27 member states can't negotiate collectively. We've appointed a negotiating team. We've got to allow them the space now to conclude these talks and hopefully achieve an agreement out of this.
Sinn Féin TD Brian Stanley will make a statement in the Dáil about his controversial social media posts. Party leader Mary Lou McDonald met the Laois Offaly deputy this afternoon. She says he'll spend next week with his family, but he will make a personal statement in the Dáil on December the 15th. Deputy Stanley's been criticised over a tweet that appeared to glorify IRA attacks on the British Army. He's also been criticised for an old tweet about Fine Gael leader Leo Varadkar. Social housing agency Respond has confirmed that all keys have now been handed over for 40 houses in the mountaintop area of Letterkenny. It was claimed earlier that a number of people had been put up in local hotels due to a delay in the handing over of the keys. Respond has confirmed that the issue has now been resolved. Power outages are affecting a number of parts of Donegal this evening. Hundreds of homes in Milford, Rossgear, Ballymacarry and Kilcar are currently without electric as strong winds continue to batter the county. ESB say power should be restored to all areas before 8 o'clock tonight. A status yellow wind warning for the entire country remains in place until tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Motorists in Donegal are being urged to drive with care due to fallen trees and debris in some areas. Rathmullen Abbey is due to reopen to the public following extensive restoration works. The Abbey, which was closed in 2015 on health and safety grounds, has now been rendered safe again. Divisional manager with Donegal County Council, Fergal Doherty, was closely involved with the project. He says the local historical society was instrumental in getting the work started.
The Abbey itself was literally being held together by the ivy, which in a way... It held it together, but it was also breaking it up and crumbling up the structure. So it was their enthusiasm that got me involved, and that started the five-year-long process of applying for grants. And piecemeal over the course of the 5 years, I suppose, we would have enabled the conservation of the Abbey to the state, such that today it can now be opened again.
It's not just a matter of going in there, slapping on concrete and fixing walls. It's a matter of doing so in a way that respects the history, that respects the architectural and archaeological integrity of the site.
It does. And even, don't know the use of the word concrete there, because there's no concrete involved in it at all. There's no cement involved in it. It's the whole process of conservation was carried out by samples of the existing mortar that they would have used back 504 years ago. It was a lime-based mortar. So we would have taken samples of that mortar and come up with an equivalent mix using lime mortar and today's equivalent. And that's what would be used in the course of the conservation of the... And that's in accordance with the best conservation practice. And all of that, Dona, would have to have been approved by the National Monument Service.
Gardaí in Sligo and Leitrim have launched a new operation to protect their coastlines and waterways from criminal activity. Operation Dual Gas aims to respond to drug and human trafficking, property crime and all other activity associated with organised crime. As part of this, Gardaí will increase patrols along the coastline and waterways, and engagement will continue with local residents and businesses. In the past month, Gardaí say their work has led to the seizure of almost €250,000 worth of drugs in Sligo.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michaelmore for Sports and Leisure, the new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
At 5:15, it's time now for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with athletics, and Anne-Marie McGlynn is in Spain this weekend, where she will run in the Valencia Marathon on Sunday. The Letterkenny AC member is hoping to get closer to qualification for next year's Olympics in Tokyo. Anne-Marie, who was named Donegal Female Athlete of the Year for 2020, set a new Donegal record at the World Half Marathon Championships in Poland in October. She was using that run as a build-up to Valencia, which is an elite athlete-only event. A run of 2.5 hours would secure qualification, or a solid performance would gain her more crucial ranking points, which is another route to the Games. In Gaelic Games, Cavan play their first All-Ireland semi-final in 23 years when they take on Dublin on Saturday. The Ulster champions will be huge underdogs against a side that is chasing a sixth All-Ireland title in a row. Cavan manager Mickey Graham says his side are focused on getting another big performance, this time at Croke Park.
I suppose the main thing going into the game the weekend is, you know, we have to try and focus on ourselves. We've seen what we can do as a team, and, you know, where the heights that they got that, the performance that put in the last day. So the challenge for us is trying and repeat that performance and, you know, try and consistently do it. And not just this weekend, but every game you go out to play is trying, you know, be consistent. And, you know, that's the aim for us this weekend. Can we consistently get it up to them heights again and maybe bring it up another notch or two, which you're going to need at the weekend. So yeah, look, as I said, it's just, you know, it's going to be a serious learning curve over the weekend, and we'll find out where we're at, and hopefully, you know, we can take the learnings from it and, you know, put in a big performance there.
Well, Donegal were the last team to beat Dublin in the championship. That was at the semi-final stage in 2014. The manager on that occasion was Jim McGuinness.
Cavan have done amazingly well up to this point, and the grit and determination and focus that they've brought, complete underdogs in every single game, written off, you know, beyond belief. And yet, no, there was something within that group as well. So that's been really refreshing to see that. They have a huge challenge against the Dubs, obviously. You know, we're all very much aware of that. What I like about it, Kieran, is I like the fact that You have a situation with Mickey Graham where he seems to have taken all the pressure out of the event for them. I was very taken by the fact that even in the Ulster final, whenever there's water breaks and stuff, you could see him in amongst the players, you know, having a joke, putting his arm around them, taking the sting out of the occasion for them, and just basically saying, you know, this is bonus territory. He mentioned that before the Ulster final, and just go out and play and enjoy it and see it through and stuff. So I would expect them to bring a similar approach on Saturday evening.
That was Jim McGuinness speaking on Kieran Donoghue's podcast on Off the Ball. Tipperary's Brian Fox say they can't allow Mayo to find their rhythm in Sunday's All-Ireland football semi-final. The Premier County come into the last four clash on the back of winning their first Munster title since 1935. Tipperary lost to Mayo at the same stage in 2016, and Fox says they can't afford a slow start at Croke Park.
I'd have huge respect for Mayo and the way they play football. Like, you know, they are all intensity, 100%, give absolutely everything to that jersey. And if you want to have any chance of beating Mayo, and any time you've seen any team beat Mayo, that's what they do. They have to match their intensity level. So I think that will be the first thing we'll want to get right. To start well, really bring the intensity, not let them get into a rhythm. You know, because if they have that rhythm, they're an experienced team, they will punish us.
Some of the other GA stories today. Galway have made one change for Sunday's All-Ireland Liddies semi-final against Cork at Parnell Park. Sarah Gormley comes in at cornerback for the suspended Fabian Kuhn. For the 2019 beaten finalists, the winner of that game will of course play Dublin in the All-Ireland final. And Leicester set to hand Seamus Plunkett a second stint as senior hurling manager. He's the preferred candidate of the selection committee, who have been searching for Eddie Brennan's successor. On the soccer front, Republic of Ireland goalkeeper Kevin Kelleher is expected to keep his place between the sticks for Liverpool this weekend. With first-choice stopper Alisson currently recovering from a hamstring issue, the Cork youngster kept a clean sheet against Ajax in the Champions League midweek. Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp says the 21-year-old showed against Ajax that he's ready to play against Wolves on Sunday.
He has done enough to convince me, but he did that already months and years ago. But sometimes you have to wait for the right moment, and we thought the right moment came on Tuesday.
On the pitch tonight, cross channel, Bournemouth can go top off the table in the Championship with a positive result at Barnsley. Jason Tindall's side are just 1 point behind Norwich at the summit of the second tier. And the weekend's Premiership action in the Irish League gets underway this evening with Coleraine making the trip to Dungannon Swifts. Coleraine are looking for a third win off the campaign. That one starts at 7:30. Five other games to come tomorrow. The leaders Larne up against Glenavon, and second place Linfield will host Cliftonville. Lewis Banks has signed a new contract with Sligo Rovers for the 2021 season. The 23-year-old will enter a third campaign with a bit of red, having won the club's Player of the Year in 2019, and he helped Rovers to fourth place in the league this year, their highest since 2013. Connacht Rugby will have the chance to move up to second in Conference B of the Guinness Pro 14 this evening. Andy Friend's side welcome winless Benetton to the sports ground. That starts at 7:30. Caelan Blade starts at scrum half for the Westerners, and Paul Boyle will skipper the side from the back row. Finally, the postponement of the Tokyo Olympics until next summer is set to cost the Japanese government almost $3 billion. Organisers have also confirmed that the International Olympic Committee has committed to covering $650 million of the cost incurred by pushing the Games back 12 months. Tokyo 2020 President Yoshihiro Mori is now estimating that the final bill for hosting the Games will be in the region of $16 billion. That's it from the Sports Desk for today. Michaela, we'll be back with more tomorrow afternoon.
Thanks, Oisín. And finally in news, Donegal is set to benefit from a fund of €50 million set up for local authorities to develop cycle tracks and paths. It is primarily for rural towns and villages to enhance infrastructure. Applications for the fund will be accepted until early 2021. Junior Transport Minister Hilda Grade-Nocton outlines what the money can be used for.
This will be funding projects within our towns and villages, in particular across the country, with a big focus on that. So any projects that would be eligible, for example, the renewal of defective footpaths, cycle tracks, putting in place new footpaths and cycleways, dishing of footpaths at junctions.
Weather now, a very windy and cloudy evening with further outbreaks of rain. The rain will be persistent at times with some wintry falls, mainly over high ground. Feeling cold with strong and gusty north to northwest winds reaching gale force in coastal areas. Lowest temperatures tonight of 4 or 5 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a substantial amount of drugs have been seized in Letterkenny. Searches were carried out in the town this morning by the District Drugs Unit with assistance from other specialist units, including the Dog Unit. The first batch of COVID-19 vaccines has arrived in Northern Ireland. Health Minister Robin Swan says vaccinations will begin early next week, but the process will take a year to complete. People in Donegal are being urged to keep up their guard, play their part and work with families and communities to stop the spread of COVID-19. The appeal is contained in the second statement issued by the North West Major Emergency Management Interagency Group, which includes the HSE, Gardaí and Donegal County Council. And a meeting between members of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District and officials from the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth heard that councillors and the local community were disappointed that there was no prior opportunity to engage with the department before a contract for a direct provision centre in Letterkenny was signed. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is News with Colm Fersher, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shewer Mahas of Colin Ferreter and Sean in the Priest Guilty, Air Highland Radio. Tashe Fogriha Goel Sokri Hajanta, Egan Kolocht Randox, Onod Masu no Covid and Ni Jega Oskulch, Hiv no Kolochta, Tim Weed and Clahan Lia and Ir Yashkart Gun and all. Jan her process seller Suas Guji Trahavila Tasta Lahan La, Nira Osklahar and Lahar Ur and V Shahogin. Jan he and Tonad Tasta La Ur. Quiga post ur a chrohu as a randox kund and a client colloctius mo at a lonny his gelted fui lahar. Ta socrihe crenu ken bliana de hoj lienra lecher kennen, an agriat changa agus colterhe, ta lonny hen lecher kennen, fulgrihe don chartin shaw. Tunnel her and crenu erline and erin varch, an orta ladamin and nolog at a shart a clog, zoom erlina. Crenu probably of his son. Is to tell you all the major la rocktan era crenu, skin doi leve parcha on August Sunday Changwala foil egan sieve linra lecher kennen. Ta udras and the geltakta agmalago lager the choluk di vega August man veja geltakta sokri his soccer curry griok and the gro lighter contorts we duchlan nabrata mcta August rienta covid the knee jeg. Sanarifs na takiachti lanuna atakar foile gudras na geltakta the kolakti tasrai takiachti praktu gula lyaka ma ignudras agus a mask na dakiachti ta mol olish hakiachti bratamakta foile eg and siv udras bonk ie. Agus ta sokri ajanta da chlar na failure scaliachta na glasha. At a Le Calluru an Alcara and Charton Shahogin, Le Cardlana Session T. Arniel, Agus Comortish of Fogriha, an Clar, Don Trio Ladjeg, Agus and Catherine Ladjeg, the mean and Nullog, to tell you Olish, Egg and Chan Varag, an Alcara. Agushin Mahodsha, Elig Golier, Slan Agus Barrett.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, December the 4th. The death has taken place of Bridget Gallagher, Derry Hassan, Downings. Her remains will arrive at her late residence later this evening. Funeral from there on Monday morning, going to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral can be viewed live on Meva Parish Facebook page. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only. The death has taken place of Charles Mullen, 10 Brownhill Park, Glenmornin, Strabane, and formerly of Dungiven. Funeral leaving his home on Sunday morning at 10:15 for Mass in St Patrick's Church, Dungiven at 11:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family only, please. The funeral Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Mary Hegarty, née Hunt, 15 Patrick Street, Strabane, and Formey of Glenmornin. Fiona leaving her home on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock for Mass in the Sacred Heart Church at Derry Road at 11:30, interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Western Health and Social Care Trust, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family only, please. The funeral Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, churchservices.tv/Lickpatrick. The death has taken place of Anne Hurl, Cara Moore, Glyn Toher, Cairn Donagh. Fiona leaving her home on Sunday morning at 10:15, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Cairn Donagh, for Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends. The death has occurred of Sean Slowey, Cork, and formerly of Ardrah, County Donegal. Removal from McCabe's Funeral Home, Ardrah, on Sunday afternoon at 12:30, going to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardrah, for funeral Mass at 1 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, removal and funeral are private to family and close friends, please. Sean's funeral Mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv.camera/the Church of the Holy Family, Ardrah. The death has taken place of Tom Doherty, Neely, Linsport, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his sister Anne's and brother-in-law Mickey's residence at Linsport. Funeral leaving there at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass on Monday morning in the Star of the Sea Church, Desert Tegney, with burial in the adjoining graveyard. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family only. And the death has occurred of Michael McHugh, Temple Oak, Dublin, and formerly Fanna Boy, Gorta Hark, reposing at his home in Dublin. Removal from Dublin, going to his home in Fanna Boy, Gorta Hark, tomorrow. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon in Christ the King Church, Gorta Hark, at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass may be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv/camera/Christ the King, Gorta Hark.